الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ومن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد My dear respected elders, respected brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today I want to speak about two things that sound quite simple, but if we are honest, these two things are missing in many of our homes, many of our relationships, and sometimes even in our own character. The first is self-control. The second is empathy, meaning to try and understand what another person is feeling before we judge them, attack them, or dismiss them. My dear brothers, in Islamic language, these are just not just good manners. These are part of taqwa. They are part of akhlaq. They are part of what makes a person a real believer. Because a person can pray salah, he can fast and give charity, and still destroy people with his tongue. A person can know Quran, know hadith, know fiqh, but if he cannot control his anger, if he cannot listen, if he cannot show mercy, then there is a serious weakness in his deen, and we need to say this clearly. Sometimes, you know, the problem in our homes is not lack of money. Sometimes the problem is not lack of space. Sometimes the problem is not even that people do not love each other. The problem is that people cannot control themselves. A husband gets angry and says things he should never say. A wife becomes hurt and replies in a way that makes the wound deeper. Parents shouting at children, then later regretting it. Children answer back to their parents, then realize they crossed a line. Brothers stop speaking to each other, friends break, years of friendship is over. One message, one comment, one misunderstanding. And many times after the damage is done, people say, I did not mean it. But the problem is, once words leave the mouth, they do not come back. The kalam, it's your prisoner, and after once spoken, you become its prisoner. This is why Islam teaches us self-control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the people of taqwa in the Quran, where he mentions that they are those who spend in ease and hardship, who control their anger and who forgive people. And Allah loves those who do good. My dear brothers, those who swallow their anger, those who hold it back, it does not mean they never feel angry. That is not realistic. And especially in today's times that we're living in, unless a person reacts in the same manner, perhaps, or even worse, or says things that were not supposed to be said, we dismiss that kind of a person. And the rest of us, we say, Bichara bahut saada banda. And when the person, you know, does all of these things, bada chalak banda. And today, the people who are chalak in this regards gain the respect as opposed to those who saada banda isnu kuch nahi pata. But the believer, my dear brothers, does not allow anger to become his master. And this is why they say that when you're in that moment, we say things that we shouldn't say, and when we rather later on when we cool down, we think over the whole situation again. We think through the whole situation again and say, you know what, I shouldn't have said that. That was too deep, that was below the belt. But my dear brothers, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the strong person is not the one who overpowers people in wrestling. The strong power person is a person who controls himself when he is angry. So according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, strength is not who can shout the loudest. Strength is not who can win arguments. Strength is not who can silence everyone in the house. Strength is not who can say the harshest things and walk away. Real strength is when you have the power to react, but you hold yourself back for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is strength. And let's be honest, many people are very weak in this area. We are all weak. They may look strong outside, but inside they are controlled by anger, controlled by ego, controlled by mood, controlled by what someone said on perhaps WhatsApp message or a comment, or controlled by one look. My dear brother, that is not strength. If every small thing can make me lose my akhlaq, then I am not in control. My nafs is in control. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once asked for advice. A man came and said, "Advise me." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not become angry." The man repeated the request again and again, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept on saying to him, "La taghzab," do not become angry. Now this does not mean anger itself is always harm. Sometimes anger for the right reason is natural. But the meaning is, do not let anger take over you. Do not let anger make your decisions. Do not let anger control your tongue. Do not let anger decide the future of your marriage, your family, your children, your friendships and your community. Because one moment of uncontrolled anger can damage something that took years to build. A father can damage a child's confidence with one harsh sentence. A husband can break his wife's heart with one cruel comment. A wife can crush her husband with words that keep echoing in his mind. A son can wound his parents with one disrespectful reply. And then we say, "I was angry." But anger does not make haram halal. Anger does not make oppression acceptable. Anger does not excuse a filthy tongue. Anger does not give us a permission to hurt people. This is why self-control is not a small matter. It is deen, it is taqwa, it is a sign that a person is fighting his nafs. And then comes the second quality, empathy. Empathy does not mean weakness. It does not mean we ignore right and wrong. It does not mean we make excuses for every bad action. But rather, empathy means before I judge someone, I try to understand them. Before I attack them, I listen. Before I assume the worst, I ask, maybe there is something I do not know. This is a missing today. People hear half a story and make a full judgment. People see one message and decide someone's whole character. People listen to reply, not to understand, and in homes, this is even more dangerous. Parents sometimes do not understand the pressures their children are facing. Children do not understand the sacrifices of their parents. Husbands do not understand what their wives carry silently. Wives do not always understand what their husbands are struggling with quietly. And because we do not understand each other, we start fighting each other. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not like this. He listened, he understood people, he noticed pain, he cared about people's emotions. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu served the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for 10 years. 10 years is not one day, not one week. And he said, I served the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for 10 years and he never once said uff to me. Think about that. In 10 years, did Anas radiallahu anhu never make a mistake? Of course. He was a human, he was young, he would have made mistakes. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not crush him. He did not constantly criticize him. He did not make him feel useless. He did not treat every mistake like a crime. Today, some people cannot go 10 minutes without criticizing someone. The food is wrong. The child is wrong. You know, he's wrong, they're wrong. The way someone sits is wrong. The way someone speaks is wrong. Every small thing becomes a complaint. This is not prophetic character. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam corrected people, yes. But he corrected with wisdom. He corrected in a way that saved dignity. He corrected in a way that brought people closer, not further away. There is a famous incident where a Bedouin came into the masjid and urinated in the masjid. The companions were naturally upset and wanted to stop him harshly, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them not to interrupt him. Then afterwards he explained to him gently that the masjid is for salah, Quran and the remembrance of Allah. Look at the mercy, look at the control, look at the understanding. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not approve of the action. He did not say it was fine, khair, it's okay. But he dealt with the person in a way that protected him from being humiliated and taught him properly. This is what we need. Self-control stops you from reacting wrongly. Empathy teaches how to respond rightly. Self-control says, do not shout. Empathy says, understand why this person is behaving like this. Self-control says, do not insult. Empathy says, maybe this person is under pressure. My dear respected brothers, time is of the essence, so I just want to conclude and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us the understanding and allows us to control ourselves in moments where we can, you know, lose our temper, lose our anger and say things that we shouldn't have said and regret rather, but understand and control our nafs in the beginning. Jazakumullah khair wa akhra da'ana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sunnatan daki ji.